deadly as it has been the past couple of days. We do still have the excessive heat advisory in effect, but again, not too bad today. We'll see how it looks tomorrow as we're expecting another excessive heat warning to be in effect from the National Weather Service. Again, Pensacola right now, a chance for you to interact with us, and we certainly appreciate that, as well as all of the tips that we get from you regarding traffic, and just a lot of phone calls yesterday on the police activity up in Cantonment. The number, as always, 850-437-1620. And our top three stories to start off our number one: colleges and universities can no longer use race as a factor in their admissions decisions. That coming after the Supreme Court today ruled in favor of challenges to affirmative action programs at the University of North Carolina and Harvard. The High Court ruled 6-3 that the university's admissions policies were unconstitutional. Also, in reaction to that, the Supreme Court decision coming from all over, we'll hear from Congressman Matt Gaetz. He released a statement today, and unsurprisingly, from the White House as well, President Biden.
The dissent states today's decision, quote, rolls back decades of precedent and momentous progress, end of quote. I agree with that statement from the dissent.
And Biden says colleges and universities should not abandon their commitment to ensure they have student bodies of diverse background and experience, noting that equal opportunity, quote, is not everywhere across this country. Also, here in Florida, the verdict in for Parkland School Resource Officer Scott Peterson, charged with not confronting the 2018 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooter.
We, the jury, find as follows as to the defendant in this case. The defendant is not guilty. So say we all this 29th day of June, 2023, at Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, Florida.
And at the end, sobs could be heard from Peterson as he was found not guilty on all 11 counts. The jury began deliberating Monday afternoon after a trial that lasted about 2.5 weeks. When jury selection was going on, I remember the judge said it could go into August. So obviously not that much time needed. A lot of parents reacting of victims in this. And as you can imagine, their sorrow with the outcome.
For our families, we still feel he should be haunted every day by his failure to act. I know that he contributed, to the deaths of my daughter Gina, her schoolmates, and their teachers.
He was found not guilty on all 11 counts. Again, Scott Peterson free today. Some local headlines now as we get through to 4:15. We'll get a check of the roads and first warning weather. We heard from Santa Rosa School Superintendent Karen Barber, who released put out a news release regarding the policy over book challenges. Of course, this was a hot button issue in Escambia County for several months, and it's kind of trickled over into Santa Rosa County. And at their last board meeting a couple of weeks ago, the school board heard from several outspoken residents on the issue.
I do not understand why removing these inappropriate books was not made a top priority, and this board seems to be slow walking the process of getting this garbage removed. I understand that you have a policy, but policies are not laws and can't be changed, and the board and superintendent has that power.
And Superintendent Karen Barber talked about that specific policy later on in the meeting.
Again, out of the 65 titles, the school district has received 6 reconsideration forms. One school meeting has occurred to start the reconsideration process. Per school board policy 4.22, reconsideration must begin with the school level informal meeting.
Today, though, in a news release, she said that the school board is in the process of revising that specific policy that determines what happens when books are challenged in school rooms and libraries. And she says that while the policy is being reviewed, any book that is challenged will be removed within 5 school days and remain unavailable to students until the objection is resolved. On the Pensacola Morning News today, we heard from PPD spokesman Mike Wood. Of course, he joined us yesterday afternoon, about 24 hours ago now, after that fatal shooting involving an officer with the Pensacola Police Department.
There's a lot of questions. The investigation is being done by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. The state attorney's office was also on scene, which is all protocol. So there's still questions to be answered, and we will give those answers to the public as soon as the investigation is complete. We never want to jeopardize an investigation. So let's let it run its course, and then we will be getting back with everyone with the final results.
And Wood says the situation escalated from a verbal altercation to a physical one before the officer shot and killed the man. That officer, also hurt in the fight, was taken to a local hospital with minor injuries. Congressman Matt Gaetz reacting positively to the news over affirmative action in a statement. Gaetz saying the ruling is, quote, a critical blow to critical theory, going on to say that, quote, meritocracy is once again king and that artificial diversity and race-based college admission regimes have been usurped. The city of Pensacola saying this week that two new stop signs are coming to the intersection of Government Street and Jefferson Street. And Mayor D.C. Reeves talked about that project yesterday.
That's been a two-way for a long time where government's been able to go through east and west. And it's only been two-way north and south. And anybody who's driven it or lived here long enough knows that people stop anyway on the east and west because it feels like it should be.
He says that the project, weather permitting, will be done by Thursday, July 6th. Also, Escambia County Commissioner Stephen Berry supervisor of elections office confirming that he has pre-filed to run for re-election in 2024. He joins Commissioner Jeff Bragosh among commissioners that have filed to run again for their respective seats. In District 5, Berry is joined by fellow Republican James Hilburn. 4:15 right now. We'll take a break for local traffic and a check of the weather, and also today's history of the Blue Angels. Gracie?
Weather today is looking pretty good. We do have everything looking good on I-10 and I-110, not causing any major delays, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre just have typical afternoon traffic. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line. As Joe mentioned, it's still hot, but it's not as hot as it was yesterday. It's 93 right now. Feels like 97 with the heat index at 97. Sunny skies this whole afternoon with mostly clear skies tonight and a low of 77. Those heat warnings did get dropped for today, but it is still pretty hot out there. So, but if you see anything else on the road, again, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. And this history of the Blue Angels is brought to you by Service Matters Realty.
Since 1946, the Blue Angels had been known as the Navy Flight Demonstration Team. But in December of 1973, an organizational change was made, and the Blue Angels were commissioned as the Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron. And while that may seem to be just a matter of semantics, its structure within the Navy is significant. The status and organizational importance is much greater as a squadron. And as a squadron, they have their own true commanding officer, while as a team, though they had a flight leader, they were under the command of the CO of NAS Pensacola. As a squadron, they would also have more support personnel assigned to them. Additionally, with the classification as a squadron, the maintenance crew's total responsibility was to maintain the Blue Angels planes. Under a team classification, the maintenance personnel could have been pulled at any time to other duties, which could have adversely affected the readiness of the team. As a squadron, they would have more authority and control over their activities. And the first commanding officer of the new squadron was Commander Tony Less. Another change made at the same time was the transition into new aircraft. While the F-4 Phantom was a spectacular jet, it was very expensive to maintain and fly. Its two engines guzzled fuel, and that was not a good trait in the midst of the 1973 energy crisis. So the Blue Angels switched to a slightly smaller single-engine aircraft, the McDonnell Douglas A-4 Skyhawk II. Though smaller than the Phantom, the impressive maneuverability, rate of climb, and shorter turning radius proved to be exceptional qualities for their role as demonstration aircraft. These A-4s also required far less maintenance than the Phantoms, which allowed the Blue Angels officers and crew to spend more time helping young people interested in careers in the Navy. Recruiting was one of the primary missions given for organizing the team into a squadron. The first public performance in the new Skyhawks was on May 18th at Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska. Among the pilots in the 1974 season was a 29-year-old captain in the Marine Corps. He flew the number 4 slot position, and his name was John Fogg. Who'd have predicted that 20 years later, he would be selected as mayor of Pensacola? I'll be back with more after this.
This is Chris Burr with Service Matters Realty. We understand that buying and selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's a life-changing experience. We take great pride in the relationships we build and always work relentlessly on the client's behalf to help them achieve their real estate goals. Today's buyers and sellers need a trusted resource that can guide them through the complexities of real estate. Our philosophy is simple: ethos, honor, courage, commitment. We don't measure success through achievements or awards, but through the satisfaction of our clients. Check us out at servicemattersre.com.
The Blue Angels are known for their breathtaking aerial performances, not for saving lives. But that's just what they did. Find out how in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Cadell & Company is locally owned and operated, and now celebrating 40-plus years in business, selling homes to the kids and grandkids of people they've worked with during those years. Whether you're buying or selling, Cadell & Company has the marketing savvy to get the job done with no add-on costs and never a franchise or an administration fee. Cadell & Company, friendly, dedicated, full-time realtors. 2017 Airport Road. Like them on Facebook.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Gracie, 422 here on a Thursday. Hope you're having a wonderful day so far. Maybe this is the last work day for you, or if you just got one more, hope you're looking forward to the July 4th weekend. And hopefully, if you're planning on flying this weekend, hopefully you don't run into as many trouble spots as we've been seeing around the country over the last week or so due to severe weather. I think TSA said 2.8 million people going through checkpoints over the holiday weekend. So, and it's expected tomorrow to be the busiest travel day of the holiday. So hopefully you've got your plans mapped out. Good news though, over at the Pensacola International Airport, where hopefully the lines at TSA won't be as long as they have put a pause on those security upgrades, and hopefully moving through people a lot quicker than they had been in recent weeks there. Looking at some statewide headlines today, Governor DeSantis is trying to get the trial for Disney's federal lawsuit against him scheduled for 2025. His lawyers filed a report this week seeking a trial date of August 4th of 2025, which would be, of course, well after the general election. According to the Orlando Sentinel, Disney's lawyers want to schedule the trial for July 15th of next year. Coincidentally, that is the same day as the Republican National Convention. Gracie, weird, do you think that Disney being petty, I think, on that one?
Disney? No. That's just they like so that. Unlike 7:15, them. That sounds great. 7:15:24.
That's right. Yep.
That's what it is. There is a sign that people are holding on to their jobs in Florida. The U.S. Labor Department reports about 5,900 Floridians filed for first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's nearly 600 fewer than the previous week. Nationally, additional jobless claims totaled 239,000 for a drop of the 26,000 from last week.
And the state filing an appeal against a federal judge's ruling that blocks the new law aimed at drag shows. The lawsuit was originally filed by Orlando restaurant Hamburger Mary's, which claimed that they've been hosting family-friendly drag shows for 15 years and that Florida's new law was a violation of the First Amendment. That law took effect May 17th, but was then blocked by the injunction. Attorney General Ashley Moody filed that appeal on Tuesday. 425 right now, a check of the local roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good right now, with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays and really no accidents with slowdowns reported from FHP. We're looking good on our roads. If you do see something, just feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we did get our excessive heat warning dropped for today. It's 93 in Pensacola with a heat index of 99. Right now, we have mostly clear skies throughout this evening and a low of 77. Tomorrow, our high is going to be 95. Really no chances of rain until this weekend, and the chances are very low. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3. In national headlines coming out of Oregon, people in Oregon may once again be able to pump their own gas. Self-service gas stations have been prohibited in the state for about 70 years, but the state's legislature passed a bill that would allow half of the pumps at the stations to be self-service. Oregon's governor has now less than 30 days to sign the bill into law.
I was not aware up until today that there were states that still had made it illegal that you cannot pump your own gas. I was talking to Steve Taylor, our resident senior. He's been everywhere. He knows just about everything. He said New Jersey is another state. So I was shocked to hear that. So people in Oregon, if you've lived in Oregon, I'd love to know what your thoughts on this is. Have the people in Oregon been clamoring for the ability to pump their own gas, or is this maybe just a getting with the times type of thing? But 850-437-1620.
Yeah, well, I knew about the New Jersey one. I'm not sure like really why, but my grandmother, when she came to visit, she never pumped her own gas. I was about to turn 16, so I couldn't do it because you have to be 16 to pump gas. But my dad, she like took us to the mall or something when she was here visiting, and my dad had to meet us at the gas station to pump the gas because she didn't know how to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so very strange.
The Supreme Court, by the way, will be handing down decisions on cases involving student loan relief and LGBTQ rights tomorrow. Two of the three remaining cases the court has to decide involve President Biden's plan to cancel some student loan debt. The ruling will decide if Biden can move forward with that plan, and the court will also rule in a case involving a Christian web designer in Colorado, I remember this, who does not want to create wedding websites for same-sex couples.
The IRS whistleblower is defending his claim that Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department on his tax case. The IRS investigation, Gary Shapley told multiple media outlets this week that the U.S. attorney investigating the president's son was blocking from bringing charges outside of Delaware and did not have full control over the case.
In California, the final hearing was held today on reparations for black people in the state.
It is not a preposterous idea. It's not welfare. It's not a check in the mail. It's much more than that.
It is controversial, though. The idea being discussed would pay descendants of slaves or people in the country since the late 1800s.
And the Biden administration is announcing a new multi-billion-dollar plan to help prevent and reduce homelessness among military veterans. The plan includes $3.1 billion to support efforts to quickly get homeless Americans a place to live. The administration is also announcing more than $11 million for legal services for homeless veterans and $58 million to help homeless vets find jobs.
And millions of Americans impacted by unhealthy air quality due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. As of this morning, 23 states were under air quality alerts from the Midwest to the Northeast and also parts of the South, too.
We expect to see the wind start to dissipate over the next couple of days. It is impossible for us at this point to predict what will happen for the holiday celebrations on Monday and Tuesday the 4th.
That's New York Governor Kathy Hochul says her state is starting to send out air quality alerts over the phone when air becomes unhealthy in certain areas.
Also today, another 3,400 flights have been canceled or delayed as part of severe weather ahead of the holiday weekend. So TSA says that 2.8 million people are expected to pass through airports this weekend. So if you are, just good luck and sending some good vibes.
Yeah, parents took off for Washington, D.C. today. Finally, the other Supreme Court decision today involved the case of a Christian mailman from Pennsylvania who refused to work on Sundays. Gerald Groff was represented by the First Liberty Institute. The court ruled that employers who deny requests for a religious accommodation must show that it would result in substantial increased costs. 4:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie here on News Radio 92.3.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority striking down the use of affirmative action in college admissions. President Biden vowing to continue the fight for the practice.
We cannot let this decision be the last word. While the court can render a decision, it cannot change what America stands for.
Supporters of the decision cheering the ruling, saying admissions should be merit-based. Former Parkland School Deputy Scott Peterson acquitted on all counts for his failure to respond to the 2018 mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Peterson offering his apologies to those who lost loved ones.
I know that's maybe not what they're feeling at this point. Maybe now, maybe they'll get a little understanding, but I'll be there for them.
Parkland survivor David Hogg tweeting his upset, calling Peterson a coward with a gun. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Nike is out with mixed quarterly results. Per share profit of 66 cents was a smidge lower than expected, but sales of $12.83 billion were up 5% from a year ago and topped estimates. Meanwhile, margins fell again, a 1.4 percentage point dip due to higher product input costs and an uptick in promotions. Nike shares are down about 3.25% in extended trading. In the day's regular session, stocks ended mostly higher, led by blue chips. The Dow Industrials jumped 270 points, the S&P 500 added 19, and the NASDAQ Composite finished virtually flat. Airbnb is again cracking down on parties at its vacation rental properties. With the extended 4th of July holiday weekend ahead, the company is continuing its anti-party booking policy that it first enacted in 2020. The policy prevents certain one- and two-night reservations deemed higher risk from being made. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. A pair of comeback stories were announced this week. First, Simone Biles, widely recognized as the greatest gymnast of all time, is returning to competition. Second, former world number one in tennis, Caroline Wozniacki, announced she is returning to professional tennis after 3 years away and giving birth to two kids. I'm Maggie Gray.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Doug's Auto Supply in Pace is not your ordinary auto supply dealer. Jeremy Dawson, the manager, says his inventory is vast. It includes auto and truck parts, tools, motor oil and other fluids, batteries, mower blades, belts, filters, paint. They may even have the kitchen sink. At Doug's Auto Supply, get your wiper blades installed for free and a free battery check. Doug's Auto Supply, since 1977, located near Grocery Outlet in Pace. Doug's Auto Supply.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event starts now with limited quantity deals on top business PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hopefully you are having a fantastic week. Despite the hot weather we're having, at least it's going to be a nice summery holiday weekend coming up. Maybe you are, you know, taking off tomorrow and getting your weekend started a little bit early, your long weekend early. So I hope you're enjoying it. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather just a little bit late to traffic on the fives. But we're actually looking really good on the roads. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays and not seeing any major accidents that are causing slowdowns. We do have some slow traffic on 98. This is going to be if you're heading into Tiger Point, going towards the Garcon Point intersection. Expect some delays leading up to that intersection, actually backing up all the way to the Breeze Cinema in Gulf Breeze. For weather, we are going to get a look at weather through Alan Strum on WEAR.
Mainly sunny and hot weather will continue for the next couple of days. Highs likely to be up in the mid-90s, and with the humidity, it's going to feel a lot hotter, so we'll continue to see some of these heat alerts around the area. So the rain chance, very, very low. Overnight lows will be mainly in the upper 70s to even low 80s. Jumping ahead to Independence Day, the 4th of July, we've got a 50% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. With a heat index of 99, I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some sports notes now, it was a night to remember for Yankees pitcher Domingo Germán last night.
As the pitch is swung on, hit on one hop to Donaldson. Donaldson to first. He has done it. Domingo Germán has thrown the 24th perfect game in Major League history. And he is being mobbed by his teammates. Incredible.
That happened in Oakland. Yankees shutting out the A's 11-0. He needed only 99 pitches to record the first perfect game since Felix Hernandez did back in 2012. And as you heard, fourth perfect game in Yankee franchise history. A lot of Major League Baseball games going on early today. The Braves are off. Some of the scores already in. The White Sox beating the Angels 7-5 in the fifth inning. Yankees over the Athletics 10-3 right now. The Rays leading the Diamondbacks 6-1. Also, games final include the Pirates over the Padres 5-4, Tigers over the Rangers 8-5, and the Royals over the Guardians 4-3. A little bit later on, 5:10 start time, the Marlins continuing their series in Boston against the Red Sox. So that should be interesting right there. Looking back last night, the NHL draft, Connor Bedard was picked number one overall by the Chicago Blackhawks, but one of the more interesting storylines came along when the Montreal Canadiens went up to make their draft pick. And if you're not familiar with how this works, Gracie, if you've seen any of the big sports drafts, like the NFL draft, for example, the commissioner, at least in the first round, the commissioner of the league is the one who's announcing the picks, right? He's got the cue card, and every now and then you'll have like a Make-A-Wish kid or something like that, but it's usually the commissioner. In the NHL, it's always the team who makes the pick, and most often it's the general manager who's making the pick, or they may have like a player on the team or whatever. Teams can do that on their own. So the Montreal Canadiens had their goalie, Carey Price, make the pick. Here's how it sounded.
Bonsoir. The Canadiens de Montréal are proud to select David. We planned it that way. David Reinbacher. Reinbacher.
So forgot who they were picking. Congrats to David Reinbacher, if that's what your name is. But yeah, that's not a good way to start your career in the NHL. Hopefully he will go be able to surpass that. Big news for memorabilia collectors, and especially Michael Jordan, perhaps the most famous jacket that Michael Jordan ever wore, sold for $1.5 million. That was the winning bid yesterday for his 1992 Dream Team jacket at Sotheby's in New York. It was the jacket Jordan was wearing while he received the gold medal at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. And we talked about this a few months ago when we found out that it was going to auction. This jacket is famous because it is a Reebok jacket. And, of course, Michael Jordan with Nike did not want to be seen wearing Reebok clothing. But Reebok said, hey, you have to wear it because we're paying millions and millions of dollars to outfit the basketball team. Mm-hmm. So Jordan wore the jacket and had just this massive American flag draped around it to hide the logo. And so that jacket sold for $1.5 million yesterday. And in the NFL, we told you yesterday that the suspensions would be coming soon. And today it was announced that Indianapolis cornerback Isaiah Rodgers and two other players, Rashad Berry and Demetrius Taylor all indefinitely suspended for gambling violations. They can petition the league to be reinstated after the 2023 season ends. So that's what's happening in the world of sports today. Health, Business, and Science notes today. Two Democratic senators are investigating whether major chain companies are avoiding paying overtime by just calling employees managers. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Sherrod Brown announced that they're launching a probe following a recent report that claims the title was given to non-managerial employees to help save money. Companies named in the report included Pizza Hut, Burger King, and Jimmy John's.
National Geographic has laid off the last of its staff writers. The cuts are come from the parent company, Walt Disney, who has let go thousands of staffers due to division this year. The company spokesperson said in a statement yesterday that National Geographic will continue to publish their monthly magazine.
Could flying cars actually be a thing soon? The FAA just approved one for testing for the first time ever. A company called Aleph is behind it, and people are excited as it takes off vertically, just like a helicopter does. They unveiled their A prototype in the fall, and they've been taking pre-orders. They're expected to cost you about $300,000. You can get in line for a $150 deposit, or if you'd like to skip the line, you can pay $1,500. Interested in the flying car concept?
I don't think so. I don't. No.
Do you think you see? Do you think we see a flying car mainstream? I wouldn't even say mainstream. Like let's say Tesla, for example.
Yeah.
Tesla is not it. It's not like a widely used car, but you do see them. Mm-hmm. In that realm, do you think in your lifetime flying cars will be in that realm?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I think so. I personally don't think I'd want to, though. I do just fine on the normal road.
All right.
And even then, kind of iffy.
Depends how much faster I can go flying.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, how easily, like, accessible it is to, you know.
I also need to see them, like, being operated for, like, a solid year.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, well, on the other hand.
The submarine. Submarines are a thing.
I mean, you know, I don't think about it, though, when I drive, though, about accidents and that. I just do what I do. So maybe I'm overthinking that.
Yeah.
Well, let us know what you think. 850-437-1620. Are you on board fully with the flying car concept? And if you had the money, is that something that you would absolutely do? Let us know.
One more story about the roads before we get a look at our local roads. AAA released some projections of the busy holiday season traffic patterns that we're going to see. And apparently tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day on the road, especially between the hours of 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. So Sunday and Monday shouldn't be any more busier than the normal summer traffic. Best times to hit the road, they say, is generally very, very early or very, very late. So if you are traveling this weekend, you know, be safe and hope it's lots of fun. Coming, getting a quick look at traffic on the roads here. 98 is seeing some heavy traffic. That's going to be in the eastbound direction, getting closer to the Garson Point intersection in at Tiger Point. Backing up past the Breeze Cinema, almost back up to Taste of Thai in Gulf Breeze. So we're seeing some heavy traffic there. Don't have reports of an accident from FHP at the moment. So if you do have, you know, eyes on the roads, eyes on what's going on right there, why it's slowed down, please call or text in. Also, we do have some typical afternoon traffic on 98 westbound going to be throughout Windhaven Beach. So expect some delays there. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. We do still have extremely hot weather for this evening as well as coming up the rest of the week. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 77 coming up. It's a high of 95 with really no chances of rain for this evening or tomorrow. 93 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 94 in Milton, 99 for our heat index. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
We're talking about on the lines of, you know, advances in technology and travel and things like that. Virgin Galactic launching its first customers to the edge of space. The company, founded by British billionaire Richard Branson, launched the mission with passengers funded by the Italian Air Force instead of a group of celebrities or those with spare hundreds of thousands to spend, like Blue Origin. This mission includes two members of the Italian Air Force, along with an Italian engineer and a Virgin Galactic astronaut instructor.
And federal judges in two states have temporarily blocked portions of transgender youth care bans. So both laws in Kentucky and Tennessee were scheduled to take effect within days. The courts blocked parts of the representative state laws that would have prevented the transgender minors from receiving hormonal therapy and puberty blockers. A similar ruling has issued here in Florida earlier this month.
According to Reuters, a commonly used artificial sweetener is expected to be declared a possible cancer caused by a cancer causer, rather, by the World Health Organization. Aspartame is used in a variety of projects, including Diet Coca-Cola sodas, some Snapple drinks, and extra chewing gum. I also saw that another big one was cough drops. And I'm in big trouble with that one because when I've got a cough like I do right now, I've got a cough drop in my mouth right now. So I need to look at the ingredients on my on the back of my cough drops here and see if I am. Yeah, I'm in. When I have a cough, they're like Skittles.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's not good.
Well, the CEO of Anheuser-Busch says that he has no regrets about the Bud Light partnership with transgender star Dylan Mulvaney. The CEO, Brandon Whitworth, made the comment yesterday on CBS This Morning and said, "There's a big social controversy taking place right now, and big brands are in the middle of it, not just Bud Light." Last month, Bud Light lost its spot as the top-selling beer in the U.S. over or because of the conservative boycotts. I did watch like a little snippet of this interview, and they kind of had to pull out of him, like, do you regret it or not? He answered like two different ways of saying, like, kind of not answering the question before they're like.
I did hear or see a couple of days ago, I think, that the VPs at the center of the marketing were formally let go.
Yeah.
So that happened.
Yeah.
Quickly here, before we get to our final break of the hour, some pop culture notes. Actor Pete Davidson entering rehab for his mental health. TMZ says he's checked himself into a program to get help with PTSD and depression. He's been candid over the years about his health struggles and says he periodically goes to rehab to better himself after recently being charged with reckless driving after crashing a car into a Beverly Hills home back in March.
Rapper Travis Scott will not face criminal charges over the Astroworld Music Festival stampede. A Houston grand jury confided today to determine if the charges were going to be filed. 10 people were killed back in 2021 during the concert that was headlined by Travis Scott.
Texter says for $250,000, you can buy a flyable, demilitarized Russian Mi-24 from a surplus dealer. I'd settle for that over the car. Not a bad strategy.
Yeah.
But then you got to like deal with the FAA and you got to like get the helicopter license. Where do you park it?
Once you get to your destination.
That's right.
I don't know. Going to get a quick break real quick before we get back to some pop culture when we come back. And you won't believe another artist has gotten hit with something
at a concert.
So we'll share who and what the heck's going on with that in just a bit on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in tomorrow morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Is this the singer that we're about to talk?
Okay. And this is the song she was singing.
Oh, okay.
So
double whammy there.
Yeah. Kelsey Ballerini, country star. If you aren't as obsessed with country as I am, she's the one who opened up with Kenny Chesney at the Wharf just last month.
Okay.
Well, she was headlining a show and got hit in the face by an object thrown by a fan, similar to Bebe Rexha. So while performing in Idaho yesterday, Ballerini was hit by a flying object. She turned her head and then eventually turned her whole body around and turned away from the audience. Then she, walked off the stage for a little bit, gathered herself, and then came back on stage moments later. So
the object that hit Bebe Rexha was a phone, correct? Do we know what the object that hit Kelsey was?
In the articles, it just said an object. I saw it on TikTok. It kind of looked like a bracelet. Like, I don't think she was hurt at all. I think maybe she was just like
shocked,
startled, because she did stop the song, turn around, walk off stage, and then come back on stage and restarted the song. So, yeah, I don't think she was hurt at all. It kind of looked like a bangle, honestly. I don't know anything that gets hit, but she got hit like in the face. So, I'm sure anything getting thrown at you while you're on stage can kind of throw you off for sure.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see if you're able to buy some decorations bought at Tiffany's, the iconic Fifth Avenue store in Manhattan, apparently engulfed in flames this morning due to an underground transformer catching fire. This is, of course, where the classic film Breakfast at Tiffany's was filmed. The store had just reopened in April after renovations took more than 3 years to complete. So rough one there.
Yeah, for sure. Some wacky and weird headlines. A handbag that's quite literally smaller than a grain of salt.
I have a big problem with this.
Wait, what?
So, yeah. Go ahead. We'll talk about this.
The handbag that's quite literally smaller than a grain of salt was sold for $63,000. This microscopic Louis Vuitton bag, it's a yellowish green color based on the popular design. The full size bag is based off of the retail value of $3,500.
So you can go to our News Radio Facebook page, and on the main picture there's an image of the bag on somebody's finger, and it's microscopic. And then if you open the article, you can actually see under microscope what the bag looks like. So it has the Louis Vuitton artwork and things like that, but the fact that somebody would literally buy a granule of salt for $63,000, I can't wrap my head around that. I can't wrap my head around people that live in homes where their thermostats are at 78, and I can't understand people that have $63,000 to spend on a handbag that is literally the size of a grain of salt.
Like, you cannot tell me that does not get lost after buying.
I mean, what do you do with that? I mean, you have like a little, a glass display thing the size of an ice cube that you just keep this little green speck in?
I don't know. I hate this. People have lost their mind. People need
absolutely. also, another internet debate raging about ketchup. Gracie, are you on team refrigerate or on team leave it at room temperature? Some people apparently hate cold ketchup, and the main argument for not refrigerating is that, well, hey, restaurants just leave it sitting out. 55% responded to a Heinz Twitter poll saying that they do refrigerate, and Heinz has confirmed saying it is supposed to go in the fridge.
I refrigerate. Once it's open, if it's an extra, you keep it in the pantry. But when you open it, then it goes into the fridge.
I'm with you.
I like cold ketchup.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Cools it down.
You can let us know what you think. 850-437-1620. Are you team refrigerate or team leave out the ketchup?
But this is not something I'm going to judge you on if you do leave it
out.
It's not a crazy concept because, you know, it is left out.
No, both, you know, I can do both ways.
Yeah.
But
preference.
I it's just, you know, I get one at the store. I keep it in the pantry until it's open, and then it moves into the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. I'm the exact same way, so.
Okay, not to get off topic.
Yes.
What about mayo?
Same.
Same. Okay. Same. Same here. Mm-hmm. I've asked this question on Cat Country before, and I got multiple saying that people leave out their mayo, which I feel like
That can't be good for the mayo.
No, I don't think so.
Either. Not when it's unsealed.
Yeah. Well, some people do it, Joe. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together. We do have a small accident on Scenic Highway. That's going to be off of East Olive Road, and we are seeing some slowdowns at that intersection. Also 98, if you're moving in the eastbound direction towards Tiger Point, you're going to be seeing some slowdowns getting to the Garcon Point intersection, and typical afternoon traffic throughout Windhaven Beach on 98. See something else on the roads? Give me a call to the traffic line. We do still have really hot weather throughout this evening, 93 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, 94 in Milton. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Texters, unanimous so far. Team refrigerate. One says team ranch dressing. I mean, that's not the argument, but I'm also on team ranch dressing.
Yes.
Just, it does not have to be one or the other. But thanks so much for your responses in hour number one. We'll be back in about 12 minutes. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. I'm sure we'll hear more from PPD's Mike Wood about the officer-involved shooting from yesterday, and probably more out at the Rip Current. Saw an interesting story on Channel 3 that, you know, we talked about the flags, people ignoring them. Well, apparently in Santa Rosa County, they're dealing with a lot of people stealing the flags. So we'll see what they have to say about that. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.